You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. I want to point some things out from this passage. Something that is very obvious, but which we seems to be losing sight of, particularly that verse 19. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." The word "go" is a commanding word. To not go is to disobey the master, so we have no choice but to go. Jesus, with this statement, forever commissioned everyone that will be involved in making disciples for the kingdom of God and the church in general. Now, can Jesus say to us that we should go and do something, and we will now say that if we don't get money, we won't do it? What do we mean by this? Jesus asks us to go and preach, to go and make disciples. Now you are invited to preach, and you are saying that if they will not give you honorarium, you will not come. If they do not honor you through honorarium, you won't go back the second time. If they do not pay so amount of honorarium, you are not even going to honor their invitation. It means you are not serving Jesus. It means Jesus did not call you. Because if you are serving Jesus, it is Jesus that you will obey. Brethren, honorarium is not a right. It is a privilege. If the church decides to give you honorarium, it's a privilege. And some, you may even have to reject it. You remember the prophet when he healed Naaman? He said he would not receive anything from him until Gehazi went behind to receive it. What the prophet said is this the time to receive clothes? So there is a time when you don't even receive certain things. The God that has called us is faithful. He will keep us. He will provide for us. But as a church, as ministers of the gospel, as brethren, we must be mindful of this, that we have been sent. And irrespective of what the recipient of our message, irrespective of what they do, we have obligation in Christ Jesus to go and preach the gospel to all nations. We are not preaching for money. It is insult for you to say that if a church, a fellowship does not offer you honorarium, you are not going to come. And I want to say to you who are in leadership, never invite a preacher that is asking for honorarium. Never invite a preacher that is demanding certain amount of honorarium. For example, he says, "Oh, before I will come, you will have to give me 500,000. I don't take less than that." Never invite such men. As a church, if you know such a man is being invited, please don't go and sit down to listen. He is not going to bless your life. We have been commissioned to preach. Are we by this saying that you should not give honorarium? That is not what we are saying. It's a privilege. If the church decides to give, if the group decides to give, but it is not a right, and it is not the condition upon which we preach the gospel. We preach the gospel because we have been sent by the master. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.